Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number two of the program here on Wednesday, here on the first full day of spring. Although it may not feel too much like it right now, it is going to warm up later on today. These clouds are going to break, and the sun is shining. It's just behind some of those clouds, but it'll be out soon. So we were talking in the last hour about a variety of different things, but one of the things that I let off talking about is that last night, the city of New Bedford held an event at the New Bedford Hotel in which they unveiled their new marketing and tourism campaign. It is Explore New Bedford, and there's a new website that'll be debuting at the end of the week called explorenewbedford.org. And if you go there right now, you can see the new Explore New Bedford logo. And the idea is to tie it all together with one place, so that if you are coming from out of town, and or even if you live here and there's things that you want to find out about that you never knew about, it'll all be in one place. All the information that you need will be right there. And this will be the campaign that will be pushed to try to bring more tourism dollars into New Bedford, to try to bring more visitors and interest into New Bedford. And as I was saying in the last hour, at first I was kind of underwhelmed with it. Explore New Bedford, that seems pretty basic and generic. But the more I thought about it, the more it makes sense. Because there is a lot. There is a lot to explore. There is a lot that when you tell somebody, oh, I didn't know New Bedford had that. Oh, really? Oh, where's that? So I think it's a campaign, an idea, a branding that will get etched into people's minds. Now all you need is a catchy jingle. You know, come on over here, buy some commercials on the radio station with a catchy jingle. Maybe this isn't the audience you need to advertise to, because we're already in New Bedford and exploring New Bedford, but still, you got to have that catchy jingle, right? If I start singing, "The spirit of Massachusetts is the spirit of America," most people of a certain age can finish the rest of that song. In fact, that campaign was so ubiquitous, it became a Family Guy joke like 30 years later. And just think of the places that you've gone to and that you've looked forward to going to that had jingles, right? The Rocky Point jingle. Come with your family. I'm not going to sing for you, but you know that when you hear these things at autumn. So you need a nice Explore New Bedford jingle. Of course, don't ask me to help you. I can't write one. But that's what brands it into people's brains. In fact, there's been a running joke on Curb Your Enthusiasm here in the final season about J.G. Wentworth. Everybody knows the Cars for Kids song. Everybody loathes the Cars for Kids song. But you know what? It does its job. Because if somebody says, I want to get rid of this car, but I don't know who to call, somebody just starts singing 1-877 cars for kids. Although the unforgivable part of that is that they have that version where the adult guy joins in. No. If you're going to be horrible, just have the kids be horrible. Once an adult's in it and it's horrible, then there's culpability. But anyway, yes, we need a nice Explore New Bedford jingle. You want to create one? Send it in. Send it into the WBSM app using the open line button. Sing to me your Explore New Bedford jingle. Maybe we'll pick the best one and send them a seize the deal certificate or something. And then we'll pass them on to the city. Maybe they'll actually use one of them. And I'm not doing this to be facetious. I'm serious. I think that's what brands it into people's minds, is having TV commercials, radio commercials. Now, of course, things have changed. You don't have to buy TV commercials anymore. You should buy radio commercials because, believe it or not, more people are listening to radio than ever. But you could buy social media ads. And by the way, while I'm talking about this, I've been meaning to mention this. If you are a local business owner, and if you need advertising, if you need help with marketing, if you need a website, if you need help with navigating social media, you know, anybody can put up a Facebook page, but how do you make that Facebook page actually work for you and bring you in customers? Any of those things, we do that all here. TownSquareNewBedford.com, or what you can do is you can email me, Tim@WBSM.com, and I'll set you up with the right people. But you could be doing radio commercials. I could do it for you. You could come in and do it. I can talk about your business, or Chris or Barry, we could all talk about your business. We can create and maintain a website for you, run your social media, all these things. If that's something that you need, again, TownSquareNewBedford.com, or I think it might be TownSquareNewBedfordFallRiver.com. I'll have to double check. It's on our website. It's on WBSM.com under the Contact Us page. And then, of course, just email me, Tim@WBSM.com, and I'll be happy to hook you up with the right people. So going back to what I was saying before, because we got that app chat message from Sean in New Bedford who says maybe it's time to expand City Hall or make a new one altogether. People shouldn't be squeezing by each other. So just to go back to that, first of all, I don't think you're going to get a new City Hall. It's a very expensive proposition, and there are more necessary buildings that have to be built first. New Bedford needs a centralized courthouse first. They want to build a North End public safety center like the one on the South End. There are schools that need to be replaced. Some would say we need a second vocational school. Some would say we need a new high school. There's a lot that needs to be done way ahead of a new City Hall. And also, I think people like the historic nature of New Bedford City Hall. Certainly having the country's oldest elevator. They were just on Chronicle a few weeks ago, or some feature. I think it was Chronicle, but they were on something or other a few weeks ago. Channel 5, I think, had a story. I don't know, but I remember seeing it. The problem is the council chambers are not the biggest room when you have a public gathering, when you have folks that want to come in and be part of the meeting. Part of that is when that room was first used, I'm sure they didn't have the same. I mean, I don't know the history of the city council. I suppose I could look it up, but they might not have had 11 members. And they certainly didn't have the big overstuffed armchairs that they use now. Which I'm not saying they don't deserve, but I'm just saying they probably used a small wooden chair back in those days. So it's times have changed. City Hall hasn't, but they do have that balcony that if that was, if the issue is you're not sure if it's structurally sound, invest some money in that. Certainly some of that ARPA funding could have gone to that. And then people can be up there, and then if they get up to use the bathroom, they're not disrupting the council business below. Then if Gilly Safiolas is sitting up there with a sign, it's not showing up on the cable access, if that's, you know, what one of the concerns were. So you have the ability to make it a little bit more amenable to people being there, but it would take some investing. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
I can hardly hear you.
Well, I can hardly hear you. All right.
I got a speakerphone on now.
Yeah, don't use speakerphone when you're on the radio.
Maybe I call back.
Yes, please. Yeah, that's it's never advisable to use speakerphone when you're calling into the radio because it creates kind of an echo effect, and it usually makes it even worse on your end than it makes it on our end. So, yes, just please call back when you're not on speaker, and it should go fine. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Mitch Gilly. May I speak about the chamber?
Yes.
Okay. I've been after them for years. The way it's set up, I've mentioned it to a whole bunch of people. What they got to do is move the chairs. The chairs are too big in the first place. Move them to the north wall where the desk is for the president. Move all them chairs, and they put the seats in the middle so they can face the audience, and you can put a lot more because you can put this like a church pews like they have all across, and this way it's directly. Because they can put a lot more people down there. They just don't have the room for people to walk behind them because if you notice a lot of times, if a handicapped person can't even go down with a wheelchair when they go to the south wall, you know what I'm saying? Because the city council's chairs are so big that they push them back and the people's feet, you trip over them. But if they were to put everybody's chair on the north wall and take down the big monstrosity's president's chair, you can fit all of them there, and then they put the chairs in the pews in the middle, you're going to get a lot. You're going to get over 100 people in there.
Well, do you think the balcony could be reopened too?
Of course it could. Of course it could.
I mean, that might be a more amenable situation than totally redesigning the interior of the chamber.
You don't need the balcony. You don't need the balcony because you know what they're afraid of? Somebody throwing something over. You know what I'm saying? But if you take, like I've been after them to do it, and I brought it up to a lot of city councilors, move, they remodel everything. They're taking chairs away. But if you put all the chairs on the north wall to face the audience, and then you put seats in the middle, where they face the audience, you can put a lot more pews in the middle than they have now. That's I've been after them for. And don't be surprised if a city councilor doesn't make that suggestion.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And let's take this one here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, good morning.
Okay, now I can hear you.
Yeah, I'm using my phone. My nephew's phone's not doing too well.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, the gentleman that called earlier just now, yeah, he makes good sense. Perhaps he'll look into that. I mean, if you can save tens of thousands of dollars on renovation, but at least for this fiscal year, he's doing pretty well to do it his way. Good caller. But I called about the advertising. I haven't bought advertising in quite a few years, so I'm going to guess it's up there. How much, you know, like 90 seconds worth.
Oh, I don't get into I don't get into all the prices. That's not my area.
I just put it out there because I wanted to do a political commercial on the national election. I think Trump's going to do very well in Massachusetts, surprisingly, because the Independent Party is 2.3 million voters, and I think they're going to come out. I mean, you know, the Republican Party is only 480,000, and the Dems is 1.4 million, so. the independents could swing the state red for the election.
Yeah, I mean, a majority of the people here are unenrolled, and you know, that shows that they might, you know, they might have a party affiliation in their mind, but not, might not want to put it formally on paper. But they also just might be people that will make the decision when they get into the voting booth as to what they want to see happen.
I think what they want to see happen is some relief on their wallets. I think it was you that said in the local elections, people kind of vote pocketbook issues. And I think this is going to be one of those big issues about your pocketbook for the next 4 years. And it looks to me like you might have hit it right on the target that if they vote economy and border, it could, this state could go red like it did for Reagan twice.
I do think... I do think it's a different political climate now, and it's a little bit too kind of tribal and you know, team versus team than it is people making those decisions. So I don't know that it would necessarily turn, but certainly, you know, you could see a lot more, and it would be a signal. It'd be a signal to anybody that's coming in at the state level as a lawmaker to say, hey, this is what people are, this is how people are feeling, and you need to pay attention to that because, you know, you may not be able to swing a national election change, but you could certainly swing the election change in your particular district or your particular town.
Yes, and I think there's buyer's remorse with the college kids that were promised eradication of their debt and take away their college debt. And then Biden says, oh, I guess it's illegal. But thanks for your midterm vote. You really saved the party. And I think they kind of, I think the youngsters got a taste of politics, right?
Hey, listen,
101.
I believe what a politician tells you because they're going to change their mind at some point.
No, don't believe them. As a matter of fact, if you want anything done, vote as you normally do, but join a political action committee and hand the bureaucrats some money and they'll get it done for you behind the scenes on Beacon Hill. Because really, money talks, always does, and BS walks. And, you know, I voted for 40 years and nobody ever kept their promise. They betrayed my vote. And I'm kind of proud of that because it allowed me to justify some really bad behavior in my life.
All right. You have a good day. I don't want to get you in any more trouble. You know, statute of limitations might not have run out on everything. So
that's a letter that begins with the letter T. And trouble is double on the radio. I got to shut up.
All right. You have a good one. Take it easy. All right. 508-996-0500. I am going to take a break here. Before I do that, though, Southern Mass Alerts on Twitter, at Metro_notify, says Route 3 in New Bedford and Plymouth, mile marker 1.4, exit 3. Mass State Police are reporting a rollover over there. So if you're heading out that way, be aware of that. And of course, if you want to get live traffic info, you can always get it on the WBSM app. Download that, go to the traffic option. It's going to give you a live traffic map that will let you know where all the incidents are each and every morning. All right, I've got to take this break. We'll be back in a few moments. Not to be weird or anything, but that's the song that I was singing to my corned beef as I was making it. You know, I was like, ooh, it's time to get romantic because I am in love with corned beef. I'm in love with all kinds of meat, especially when you get it from the butcher shop. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, whether it be some of their sirloin steaks, their tomahawk steaks, prime rib, terrace major, maybe those jumbo chicken wings that they have, chicken breasts. Of course, celebrity pork chops. Everything at the butcher shop is cut fresh, cut to your specifications, cut the way you want it. You want a little more fat? They can take care of that. You want it leaner? No problem. You want it cut 2 inches thick for dad? They can do that. Maybe mom prefers the thinner steaks? No problem. And of course, all of the other great items they have at the butcher shop as well. Whether it be the regular grocery items you may need, whether it be the beer and wine cellar, the cheese fridge with cheeses from all around the world. Or one of my favorite options, the pre-made food. The stuff that's ready to go. They cook up fresh food every day so that you can stop in and get your lunch or pick up something to take home for dinner and not even have to worry about turning on the stove. And that's going to be very beneficial this time of year as the weather's changing, spring's coming in, temperatures are going to be all over the place. Do we want to turn the stove on, heat the place up, or what? Just get something at the butcher shop. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. It is a real old-school neighborhood market where they give you that type of service. So check it out. The Butcher Shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. All right, I do have to give way now to Phil, who's going to give us all of the headlines of the day.
Voters have their say in more presidential primaries. Abortions on the rise in the United States, and intermittent fasting could pose health risks.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Five states held presidential primaries on Tuesday, as President Biden and Donald Trump have already secured the nominations of their respective parties and won all five states. The attention shifted to a handful of down-ballot races. In Ohio, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno is the projected winner of the GOP nomination for Senate as he looks to unseat Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown in November. The Senate race is key if Republicans want to take control of the chamber next year. Negotiations to reach a temporary ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas are ongoing. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says administration officials are working to strike a deal to release hostages held by Hamas and surge humanitarian aid into Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken will visit Saudi Arabia and Egypt this week. Abortions are up in the U.S. despite recent bans in more than a dozen states since the repeal of Roe v. Wade. A report out Tuesday from the pro-abortion rights group, the Guttmacher Institute, found there were more than a million abortions nationwide in 2023, a 10% jump since 2020, and the highest number in a decade. An Uber driver in Texas is suspended from driving for the rideshare service pending the outcome of an investigation into a deadly accident. Uber says they blocked the driver's access to their platform for now and are assisting with the investigation. On Sunday night, the driver dropped off a family at an apartment complex and reportedly ran over their one-year-old girl as he started to drive away. And intermittent fasting is a popular weight loss technique, but it could be a health risk. The American Heart Association on Monday announced a study showing adults on an 8-hour restricted eating schedule had a 91% higher chance of cardiovascular disease than those who ate normally. Intermittent fasting did not, however, increase the risk of death from any cause.
WBSM Sports, brought to you by Sparks Auto in Dartmouth.
The Boston Bruins beat the Ottawa Senators 6-2 last night. They welcome the New York Rangers to TD Garden on Thursday, and the Celtics host the Milwaukee Bucks at the Garden tonight at 7:30.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Wednesday morning. We're starting out the day with mostly cloudy skies, temperatures around 40, breezy conditions. As we head into the afternoon, plenty of sunshine. The temperatures will rebound nicely in the lower 50s with a southwesterly breeze up to 20 miles per hour. Overnight tonight, a slight chance of rain will develop under cloudy skies, and tomorrow, plenty of sunshine is back. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Carmen on New Bedford News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
right now there are people of a certain age out there listening and hearing that song and saying, oh, damn, forgot about Tara Kemp. Hold you tight. Pepper Charms remembers. So we've been talking in the last few weeks about the issues that were going on at Brockton High School with all of this increased violence, teachers getting hurt and not wanting to go to school, and school committee members asking for the governor to send in the National Guard to help police the schools, the governor refusing that request. Well, it has been announced that former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis will lead a state-funded safety audit of the Brockton Public Schools District. Now, if you remember Ed Davis, he was the police commissioner who led Boston police during the response to the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings. You see him all the time on CNN and other programming as a talking head, talking about safety, public safety issues. And he's done this before. In May of 2023, Davis was hired to conduct a review in Uxbridge. This comes from WCVB. A review in Uxbridge after six of the seven members of that town's school committee abruptly resigned from their posts. So during Tuesday night's Brockton School Committee meeting, they also announced that they would be creating a new director of safety for the district. And they're increasing the amount of safety personnel. They currently have 12 security personnel at Brockton High School. That number will go up to 24 between now and the next school year. They do have more people out monitoring the hallways, the restrooms, and all those kind of things, but they're going to be increasing that even more. And having Ed Davis come in and conduct this audit, this safety audit, can then help them make further decisions going forward. This is the way that it should be done. Not call in the National Guard. This isn't, you know, Selma, Alabama fighting desegregation. This is a lack of ability to meter out discipline. And something happened in New Bedford High School that created a culture where they thought this could be possible. The students thought that it would be possible to get away with all this, and it got out of hand very quickly. So bring in Ed Davis, and he can look and see what measures can be put into place, and then it's up to the city of Brockton to decide if they want to put those measures in place. But if the state's paying for this audit and Ed Davis makes these determinations, you better follow up. And I'm sure the state will give them some money toward that, but they're not sending in the National Guard to handle your problem. And the National Guard should be used for issues that are of public safety to everybody, not just Brockton High School. So we'll see where that goes. Also, Pete Buttigieg was in the great Mary's walking by the window. She's out taking her walk. And so the transportation secretary was in Providence visiting the much maligned, and rightly so, Washington Bridge. And if you remember last week, there was the press conference where they said, we're going to be replacing this bridge. It's going to cost between $250 and $300 million. And we plan on having it ready to go by 2026. And Pete Buttigieg said, that seems aggressive. But he did commit to trying to make it happen within that time frame. Now, he had a great sit down with Ted Nesi at WPRI. They got the exclusive sit down with the transportation secretary. So you can check that out at WPRI.com. But this is something that Buttigieg said is on his desk. This is something that is on the national radar because of not only how many people it affects in Rhode Island, but it affects a lot of Massachusetts people too. Massachusetts people who live in Seekonk and Rehoboth and Somerset and Swansea, and they get jobs in Providence, and now this is affecting their commute into work. So this is a major, major issue. But it's important that Buttigieg didn't say, 2026, that seems aggressive. I don't think we're going to get to that. He just said, we're going to try and meet that aggressive timeline because of how important it is to people to get this done. Now, they did say that by the end of this month, they will have the extra lanes open on the other side of the bridge. We'll see how much that helps. But this is something that has now, you know, the federal government has to step in and really has to manage the situation. Basically, Buttigieg said comments something along the lines of, you know, this is the only bridge in America that is set up this way, and we don't know why it was. So that, what does that tell you? That nobody caught that in the design phase of that years ago? But now it's going to cost, you think it's going to cost $250 million? You think it's going to cost $300 million? I'm going to guess more. To fix a mistake. That's what it sounds like. A mistake was made in the building and design of that bridge. And now that's going to be a $300+ million mistake. I'm going to be going over that bridge for the first time. I've successfully avoided it since December, but I'm heading to Connecticut Friday afternoon to see a friend, and I'm going to have to go over that bridge. So I said, from what I understand, you know, you want to meet up on Friday evening, but I'll probably end up seeing you Saturday morning. No, it's not that bad. 508-996-0500 or app chat or open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Right now, though, I'm going to take a break and be back in a few moments. Could be getting a bottle of some of the most sought after bourbons, because Bourbon Therapy is coming to Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven now through March 30th. If you purchase a raffle ticket, you are entered for a chance to purchase one of four special reserve bottles, including a bottle of Old Rip Van Winkle 10-year. It's the good stuff right there. Tickets are $20 and all proceeds benefit the Fairhaven Animal Shelter. Four winners will be drawn during the Bourbon Therapy event on Saturday, March 30th, when they have the crew from Keeping It Neat at their special in-house tasting at Stevie's Wine and Spirits with various vendors. Also, if you purchase a bottle of Wheatley Vodka, you automatically get a raffle ticket. So go get your raffle tickets now. Enter a win for your chance to purchase one of these four special reserve bottles, with all the raffle proceeds benefiting the Fairhaven Animal Shelter. And also make sure you attend the Bourbon Therapy event on Saturday, March 30th. Visit Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven or follow them on Facebook or Instagram for more details. And I will probably see you down there, and I may be singing Big Bad Voodoo Daddy as I'm walking around with whatever bottle I'm taking home, singing You and Me and the Bottle Make Three tonight. By the way, if our boss Mark is listening on his way in, He's pretty excited that I played a 90s swing band on the show. We talk about 90s swing music from time to time. Nobody remembers it but me. The swing craze. Come on. It was huge for a brief amount of time. All those ska bands that were popular a couple years before, they already had the horns. They just learned how to play this, the swing music instead. 508-996-0500 if you want to call in and chime in. We were talking earlier about the New Bedford new marketing and tourism campaign, Explore New Bedford. The new website launches Friday, explorenewbedford.org. If you go there now, you can see the new logo. So that's something that we can discuss. We were talking just a few moments ago about Ed Davis, the former Boston police commissioner, being brought into Brockton schools to try to figure out what's going on there and how they can solve some of the safety problems that they're having. And we were also talking about Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg's visit to Providence yesterday to see the Washington Bridge with his own eyes. And Bella sent in an app chat message saying, on that bridge, it does get congested a little bit, so you have to add like 15 to 20 minutes. Other than that, it's really not that bad. We all know that the bridge is out. We are using one bridge for both sides, which is a blessing. That bridge was big enough to do this, and just add 20 minutes to your time and you'll be fine. Wish people would stop making it bigger than what it really is. We know the plan. We know we plan. We accomplish what we need to do. We enjoy ourselves when we get there. We know that on the way back, it's going to be the same thing. And then once we pass that little part, it goes back to three or four lanes on the highway. And then we'll have a great day. Well, you know, and that's really the only concern I have is just getting to Connecticut. By the time I come home, it'll be late. And, like, nobody really cares. And also, like I said, I'm going to Connecticut to meet with a friend. We're going to have dinner, but I can't guarantee I'm not, depending on how late we hang out and talk, can't guarantee I'm not going to go over to Oneyville and get a couple of hot wieners before I go home, all the way with a coffee milk. Friday's usually my hungry day, so, because that's the night that I take my shot, so maybe I'll have to stop by and get a couple. I used to get four when I would go there. Now I can barely finish two. But it's hard. It's hard to drive by and not stop. I'm the only person that I know that want, like, every time I'm with somebody else, oh, let's go. No, no. Come on, let's go. All right, fine. I'll watch you eat with them, but I don't want one. If you just tried it, it would change your life. New York system hot wieners. Listen, I'm not a big Guy Fieri guy. I think he's obnoxious, and I have had food from his restaurants and wasn't impressed. But people trust his recommendations, and that's his favorite place. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Not to be talking about hot wieners this early in the morning, but I think you could eat it for breakfast. Why not? So the other thing that I wanted to mention as we're talking about food is I have an article up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app that you might want to check out. So we all know, or maybe you don't know, but the Massachusetts is the home of the chocolate chip cookie. It's where the chocolate chip cookie was invented. Out there in, what, Abington? They still have the sign out there where the Toll House was, where the chocolate chip cookie was invented. It's actually kind of right down the street from where King's Castle Land was. But did you know that the Fig Newton was invented in Massachusetts? And the name actually has nothing to do with Sir Isaac Newton, despite that rumor kicking around for a number of years. It's named after Newton, Massachusetts. So you can read the whole story at WBSM.com and on the app. I do have to take a break here, but let me see if I can squeeze in a quick call. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi. I'm just curious. I don't know, was a day or so, a couple of days ago, they picked somebody up with a machine gun on Bedford. I believe it was Bedford and County Street in New Bedford.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering, what was the reason that they found it? I mean, was the car stopped for another purpose or what?
I'd have to look up the story that I wrote. I don't remember the details. I think it was that they got information that this person had a gun
And then a tip off.
Yeah, so I think that might have been. But I'll check. I'll give it a look during the commercial break, and when I come back, I'll let you know.
Yeah, because kind of scary to know there's a machine gun floating around.
Well, and that's the thing. It's not a machine gun. It's a handgun that's been modified to fire automatically like a machine gun. Because
I know, but it's going to hurt you.
True, but I mean, it's one thing if somebody brings a machine gun. You think you can stop those maybe from coming in. It's another thing when people are just modifying handguns. That's even scarier to me.
No, but I'm just saying, if it's right in the city limits, it's scary. You know what I mean?
That's scary anywhere. They received information that this 18-year-old from Brockton was in New Bedford in possession of a pistol because photos were posted on Snapchat showing him posing with the gun.
Oh, yeah, bragging. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for answering my question.
No problem. Have a good day.
Thank you.
So, yeah, don't, if you have an illegal gun, don't go on Snapchat and post photos. Don't have an illegal gun anyway. All right, we'll be right back. All right, well, coming up in the next hour, let's get a little weird. We can talk about other things too, but I want to bring up the idea of what today is. It is March 20th, and March 20th, if you are unaware, is Alien Abduction Day. It's a day set aside for those who have been abducted by aliens, and I'm talking the space ones. And it's a day to show support for people who have been. So we can get into all of that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.